Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 8. Continuing the story of Lord Chaitanya at Srivas Thakur's house, he's doing a rather unusual pastime. He's climbed up on the deity throne, known as the Singhasan. He's picked up all the Shalagram Shilas and placed them on his lap. And then when Lord Gauranga was sitting on the Singhasan, that the heavy weight of Lord Gauranga made the Singhasan start to crack and break. And then Nityananda ran forward, and assuming the mood of Ananta Shesh, he held it up. He held up the throne and kept it from breaking. So the Lord is enacting a very interesting pastime, which we'll hear this evening and the class. Chaitanya agyaya stira haila kirtan kahayapanara tatva kariya garjan. On the order of Lord Chaitanya, the kirtan was stopped. Then the Lord loudly revealed his glories. Now the following quotations are direct quotations of Lord Gauranga himself. He said this 500 years ago to all the assembled devotees in Srivasangam in Mayapur while he was sitting inside the deity throne. You can imagine someone went in Radha Shamsundar's altar, they crawled inside the altar and they sat down next to Radharani and Shamasundar, just sat there like this. Now listen, I want to tell you something of my glories. If we did that, the Chokidar would crack us in a second and throw us out. But of course, Lord Chaitanya is not us. So everyone understood. And so he says, Gauranga said, Kali Yuge Muni Krishna Muni Narayan Muni Se Bhagavan Devaki Nandan. In Kali Yuga, I am Krishna, I am Narayan, the Supreme Lord, the Bhagavan, and Devaki Nandan, the son of Devaki. Ananta Brahmanda Koti Maje Muinat Jatagaos Se Muni Tora Moradas. I am the Lord of innumerable universes, I am the object of all glorification. And all of you are my servants. Tora Moradas. Tosabara Lagiya Amara Avatar. Tora Je Dehase Amara Har. I have incarnated for your sake. Whatever you offer to me, that is my food. Amare Se Dhyacha Sava Upahar. Shivasa Balena Prabhu Sakala Tumar. Actually, you have offered everything to me. Then Srivas Thakur replied, O Lord, everything belongs to you. Prabhu Bali Munita Kahimo Sakal Advaita Balaya Prabhu Bhadaya Mangal. The Lord said, I will eat everything you have brought. Advaita Acharya then said, O Lord, that would be most auspicious. Kare kare prabhure jogaya sabadase anande bojana kare prabhu nijaveshe. All of the servants of the Lord then offered him various items with their own hands, and the Lord in his own ecstasy happily ate. Prabhu Nijavesh, Ananda Bhojan, that sounds nice. Bhojan is eating, Ananda means blissful eating, Ananda Bhojan. There's some phrase they say, I think it may be Bengali. It says, Pet Bolo Anande Radha Govinda Bhaje. Bolo, B-H-O-L-O, Bolo means full. Pet means stomach. Pet Bolo Anande Bhaje Radha Govinda. In other words, in English it means Pet. When your stomach is full of prasadam, then you can worship Radha Govinda. Pet Bolo Anande Bhaje Radha Govinda. So this is very, I think it's Bengali, and they are Hindi. This is one of the common statements in the Vaishnava Samaj. And it's simplified in a suit of sutra. No bhojan, no bhajan. Bhojan means eating, enjoying. If you don't put something in the belly, then nothing can come out of the mouth. No kirtan, no jap, no puja, no devotional service. No bhojan, no bhajan. So Lord Chaitanya says, yes, he was eating everything in ecstasy, ananda bhojan. And Harik, now what did he eat in ecstasy? Dharikai, duktakai, navanitakai, araki achaye ana valaye sadai. Lord Gauranga, in great bliss, ate yogurt, milk, and butter. And he repeatedly asked, in other words, he asked again and again, bring whatever else you have. Sounds familiar? That's this statement of Gauranga. It sounds like Giridhari. Bhagirat Dharanda Ki Jai 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 Shri Radhe Jai Kaniyalala Ki Nanda Ke Anandabai Jai Ati Gwarapal Ki Jai Kaniyalala Ki. So Giridhari, when Krishna manifested the huge form of himself standing above Govardhan Hill, then he started reaching out his arms. And some shastras, they say that form had four arms. There was small Krishna. Krishna book said it was a bigger form of Krishna. When some books, maybe Gargasamhita, and maybe different kalpas, he manifested a Vishnu Roop. But our Bhagavatam says the same, two-arm, huge two-arm form. And with his arms, he's reaching out, and he's collecting all the mountains of samosas and gulab jamuns and buckets of halava and hundreds of puris. And hundreds of liters of kheer. And that would be enough to fill 10,000 men up to the neck, a kantapuriya. But the Lord, in his own ecstasy, he kept saying, Anyor, 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 Anyor. Bring more, bring more, bring more. Because this is the nature of bhajan. Bhajan. The more you chant, the more Krishna wants you to chant. The more you read, the more Krishna wants you to read. The more you surrender, the more Krishna wants us to surrender. The more we serve, the more Krishna wants us to serve. We go in the temple and we come on our day off and we say, oh, let me go to the temple and render some service and help. So we go there and we enlist ourselves under the temple commander, who's the Seva in charge. So yes, I'm here all day. Please engage me in service. Oh, really? Okay. Just what I was looking for, a surrendered servant. Okay, sweep the temple room floor, wash the temple room floor, go to the kitchen, cut the vegetables, wash the pots. And then you're finished that. And then you say, I'm going home. And they say, oh, really? Can you come back tomorrow? Because today is your day off, Saturday, but then tomorrow is Sunday, and everyone has Sunday off. So please come back tomorrow. Hey, wait a minute. I gave you my day off. Oh, come on Sunday also. So this is devotees. You give an inch and they take a mile. So service is aniyor. Because the Brijbasis were offering not kachoris, not puris, and not kheer and gulab jamuns, but they were offering their love. Love offerings. Their food was their condensed love. And this is what the Lord wants more and more. Krishna's greedy. Prem lobi. Prem bikari. He's begging for prem. He's greedy for prem. So this, the Lord is showing here. The devotees in Mayapur, They're bringing so many things, and he keeps saying, bring more, bring more. Vividash sandeshakai shakara mrakshita mishanare kela jala shashera sahita. Gauranga ate various types of milk sweets with sugar, such as sandesh, as well as sugar candy and green coconut water with its pulp. So there's the green coconut, which has the malai. I think everyone knows about the malai. You get the green coconut, which is not fully mature, not fully developed. It's kacha. And then they open the top and you drink the water, the coconut water. It's very purifying and health-giving. Then they crack it further and there's some very soft coconut, like jelly inside. And that's called malai. So this is, Lord Chaitanya is relishing the coconut. Karalaka, chipiktaka, bharjita tandula, harana puna bale khaiya bahula. Gauranga ate bananas, flat rice, and puffed rice. And then he repeatedly said, bring more, bring more. There we have it. Araan, araan. This is Bengali. Araan, araan. Araan means bring more, bring more. So that as we all imagined, it sounds like Krishna at this point. The Gauranga Giridhari. He's exhibiting the mood of Giridhari in Vrindavan. That's why I said 1 minute. When you're reading Vrindavan Leela, Radha and Krishna's Vrindavan Leela, we are only in Vrindavan. Radha and Krishna Leela is only Vrindavan. And there's no going to Navadvip, there's no remembering Navadvip, there's no Gauranga, there's no Lord Chaitanya coming there. Of course, you may find in some places, if you look, also, there's a few incidences. Also, in Swapna Vilas Amritam, which is a very short work by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he describes the pastimes that Radharani had in a dream, Radhika Swapna. And she was dreaming, she saw a golden man, and he was dancing along a river that looked like the Yamuna, but it wasn't the Yamuna. It was kind of golden, kind of gory-colored river. It wasn't dark blue like the Yamuna. And there were many people there playing musical instruments, but they weren't gopis. And they were men, they were Brahmins. And they came to a clearing of trees on the bank of this river. Then all the men started playing, some men were playing music, other men were dancing in ecstasy. Very much the way you and I, Shamsundar, dance with the gopis in the Rasamandala on the banks of Yamuna. And it goes on like this description. But I'm most mystified because when I saw that golden man in my dreams, I was wondering, who is this golden man? Could this be Krishna? And if that was a golden Krishna, then where was I? Because I am always with Krishna, but this golden person was dancing by himself. So I'm very mystified by this dream. Can you tell me something about this dream? So then Krishna smiled, very, very mild smile on his lips. And he looked at Radhika. And then within his Kaustubha money, his Kaustubha gem hanging from his neck, which is one of the ornaments, bhushanam, that Krishna wears, then he showed like a television screen. Like you show on a television screen, you see so many wonderful sights or whatever, amazing things. So Krishna showed inside the Kaustubha gem, and he revealed to Radharani, yes, I will come in Kali Yuga. And then the whole thing about Gauranga Avatar. So there, but when we read, so Krishna Leela is only Vrindavan, basically. But when we read Gaur Leela, Audarya, it's called Audarya. Audarya Leela, and Vrindavan Leela is Madhurya, is sweetness. But this Audarya is sweetness Audarya is sweetness distributing itself. Madhurya is sweetness tasting itself. So in the Madhurya Leela of Radha and Krishna, Radha is tasting Krishna's sweetness and Krishna is tasting Radha's sweetness. But in Gaur Leela, which is called Audarya, Audarya, Radha is tasting Krishna's sweetness and Krishna is tasting Radha's sweetness, but they combine, they mix the two sweetnesses together, then they distribute. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Nama Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna Yugal, Radha Govinda Yugal. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. They are none other, Anya. Nahe Anya. They are none other than Radha Govinda Yugo. Mahaprabhu is a combined form. Rasaraj Sri Krishna combined with Mahabhav, Mahabhavati, Mahabhavati Radhika. So Rasaraj Mahabhav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when we read Gaur Leela, we see sometimes it's flowing like Gaur Leela, it's just Gaur's Leela. And then when Gaur Leela starts to remember Vrindavan or take on the mood of Vrindavan, then it becomes Audharya. It starts to manifest and distribute, because Lord Chaitanya came to distribute Madhurya Leela. He came to give the taste of Madhurya Leela. He came to distribute Braja Bhakti through Audharya and through the Leelas of Namadvipa and Mayapur and of course in Puri. This is what we're seeing here, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is Gaur Leela, and Srivas is there, and Gadadhar and Nityananda Advaita, and they're all dancing in Shiva Sangam. And then all of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya, they're just dancing, and they're like all Brahmins. There's a certain equality amongst them. They're all dancing together and sharing the same euphoria, chanting the same names, dancing the same steps, looking at each other. Then suddenly, Lord Chaitanya separates himself from the crowd. He assumes a different posture. And he does something outlandish or amazing. He climbs up on the deity's throne, the Singhasan, and he sits in there, picks up all the Shalagram Shilas. Okay, here, sit on my lap. I will be your Singhasan. And then as soon as he did that, the Singhasan's about to crack from the weight. Because Sarvavatari, the Shalagrams, a handful of Shalagrams that Srivas Thakur had, they were the Kurma Avatar, or the Shring Avatar, Matsya Avatar, Lagalag Avatar. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting there on the Singhasan, he's Sarvavatari. He's all the avatars. And how heavy are they all together? Inconceivable. So that the Singhasan was breaking under the weight of Mahaprabhu. With Nityananda, who was holding everything up with Sandini Shakti, supporting everything. And everything in the material world is supported by Sandini Shakti. And everything in the spiritual world is supported by Sandini Shakti. That's the existence potency is Balaram's purview. Balaram's purview is the existence potency, Sandini. Although he has Ladini and Savit also, as does Krishna. But he serves the Lord through the Sandini potency. And Radharani serves the Lord through Ladini. And the Samvid is the Lord's service to himself and to others by distributing knowledge of himself and knowledge to himself. So then, now the Lord's separating himself. Now he's assuming the mood, not of Gauranga and Mayapur, but he's assuming the mood of Krishna in Vrindavan. He's becoming Giridhari. He says, Ana Ara. He says, Ana Ara. Ara Ana, Ara Ana. Bring more bhog, Ananda Bhojan, Ananda Bhojan. And as we said, all this sounds like Giridhari, Anyor, Anyor, Anyor. The whole village, there's a whole village named after this pastime, and there's literally thousands of villages in Braj Mandal that are named after all of Krishna's pastimes. It's almost like some fairy tale land. Like, if you read some fairy tale book, then they'll say, what is the name of that mountain? Oh, that's Rainbow Mountain. And what is the name of that river? Oh, this is Sugar Candy River. Sugar Candy River, yeah. If you go there, you see the river's made of sugar candy. You know, it's all like fairy tale, all different names. And what's the name of that tree? That tree is, you know, apple pie tree or something, whatever. So you go to Vrindavan, every village has a name. Gantoli, Gantoli Gram. You ask the child, where do you live? Gantoli Gram. Oh, is there anything special about that name? Oh, yes. You don't know? Oh, I'll tell you. My grandfather told me. When Krishna was here, Krishna came here at the gopis one day. And the mandris and sakis, they tied a swing on some kadamba tree. And they made a swing, a julan there. And they sat Radharani there. And they sat Shamsundar there, side by side. And then some, secretly, hidingly, one gopi ran up behind Radha and Krishna and tied their saris and the sari of Radha to the dhoti of Shyam. And then Lita Sakhi, Tungavidya. Tungavidya is very expert in mantras and tantra and all these things. She's one of the Ashtasakhis. Tungavidya. Tungavidya means Tunga. Tungavidya means very concentrated, powerful. Command of knowledge, various knowledge, field, departments of knowledge. So Tungavidya, she starts reciting these mantras for marriage. And vivaha mantras for vivaha jagya. a marriage ritual, marriage ceremony. So in effect, what the gopis had orchestrated here was a mock marriage of Shyam to Radhika, which is the last thing on Radharani's mind and the farthest thing in the mind of Krishna, to become married and spoil all the fun. Because as soon as you're married, all the fun is spoiled. So Krishna didn't want to spoil the fun of his relationship, the spontaneity, the unpredictability, the freshness, the excitement, the charm, the beauty. All of these things are part of the relationship in parakiya, parakiya bhav. But if it became swakiya, then it becomes ordinary, familiar, regular, stale, stilted, dry, contracted. So this is not braj. Braj is always flowing and moving. And the word braj means moving. Braj means going, moving. It's moving. Everything is moving. Krishna's moving. The land itself is dancing. The land of Vrindavan is dancing. The trees are dancing. The cows are dancing. The gopis are dancing. This is a land of dance. It's a drama. The whole place is full of drama and leela, play. We say the Lord of play. We have a small little poem, not a poem, a little phrase we say. If you want to love the Lord of play, then you have to chant your days away. I don't know if you can catch that, if you know English. If you want to live with the Lord of play is? Who is the Lord of play? Krishna. And if you want to live with him or to love him, what do you have to do? Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam. So chant your days away. Chant your days away, if you don't understand colloquial English. Chant your days away means you pass all your days. Pass your days and nights. In other words, Akhanda Kirtan. If you want to live in Brajadam, agree, this is confirmed. He said, yes, you are right. I'm listening. Yes, write your saying, Swamiji. If you want to love the Lord of the play, then you must chant your days away, which means you must pass your days always chanting Hare Krishna, which is what Krishna orders in the Bhagavad Gita. Satatam Kirtiyanto Mam. And then he says, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. The same thing. Krishna is speaking this, and Krishna as Gauranga is speaking Kirtaniya Sada Hari. At any rate, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in this mood of Giridhari, Anyur Anyur. And let's see how it goes on. He ate bananas, Shukadev. Actually, it's very interesting. This is Chaitanya Bhagavat. Whenever a Bhagavat Sapta is performed, if you read in Skanda Puran or Padma Puran, there's two chapters called Bhagavat Mahatmyam in both these Purans and also other places. And it describes the particular arrangement of the mandap. The mandap, or the place where the Bhagavat will be spoken. Firstly, it should be ideally spoken under a banyan tree. If you go to Naimisharanya, there's one banyan tree there. If you go to Shukartala, Naimisharanya is where Sutta Goswami spoke to Shonika and all the sages. If you go to Shukartala, which is on the way to Haridwar, in that village I can never pronounce, Musafanagar or something. How's it go? Muzaffarnagar or something. Anyway, if you go there, there's a place called Shukartala. And that's where Shukadev Goswami spoke to Parikshit on the bank of the Ganga. And there's a huge banyan tree there. And the banyan tree makes a natural pandal. It's a very old banyan tree. The branches spread everywhere. And it's just like a pandal. It's a natural pandal, asli pandal. Because the tree grows like this. And then the branches go like this, and they grow about 8 feet above the ground. And nobody's taller than 5-7 feet. So the branches go like this in all directions, and if it's a big tree, they keep going out more and more and more, until you can fit about 5,000 people under the branches of the tree. And then they make a mandap around the tree, a raised platform, and then Shukadev, of course, he was sitting there, as we're sitting on this raised dais, or asan, and you can see easier and hear easier, more easily. So you sit. So you make the arrangement, banyan tree, and then there's other things for decorations for the stage. So one thing you're supposed to have is a parrot. When you're speaking this Srimad Bhagavatam, there should be a parrot in a cage, a living parrot, or a, you know, free-form parrot like this one. This should be there for the 7 days, all this katha. Because a parrot represents Shukadev. Shuka means parrot, tota. If you don't have a live parrot or a free parrot who's not caged up here and forced to be here, he's coming here by his own volition, or she, can't see clearly. The black ones have, I mean the male ones have a black necklace, a black pearl necklace around their neck, a black line. The females don't have that. I can't see that far. If you don't have a real live parrot, then you're supposed to have a little stuffed one, like you buy for kids, a little stuffed, and you have a, sometimes these Vyasasans, they have like poles like this and some rooftop. You see sometimes it's like some poles here and like a little rooftop canopy. Then they'll tie the parrots there. Like here, he just comes here and sits above us and speaks. These little toy parrots, they don't speak. So if you, this is the proper, this, of course nowadays people don't care anything. They care about making sure they have a synthesizer player, a tabla player, a flute player, a sarod player, and a good speaker, and a harmonium player, you know, and a singer, and they make an entertainment, but they're supposed to be parrot. So this is Chaitanya Bhagavat, so the parrot is making it very bona fide. Of course you may think, what does that have to do with the Chaitanya Bhagavat? But this is called culture. Prabhupada said that ISKCON is a cultural movement. So we're simply giving some sprinkles of the culture that we're involved with. Although it seems tangential to the point under discussion. But these situations are beyond our control. It just goes that way. That's why everything in Vrindavan is free form. In America, you'll never have a parrot fly into the Bhagavatam class. I feel blessed. Gauranga ate bananas, flat rice, and puffed rice, and he repeatedly said, bring more, bring more. Vyavahare jana shata duriya ahar nimishe khaya bhale kiyachayar. By ordinary calculation, Gauranga ate in one moment enough food to feed 200 people. He then said, what else do you have? Prabhupada anana eta kichunani bhakta sava trasapai sanare gosani. Gauranga said, bring more, bring more! There is nothing left here! The devotees became frightened and they remembered the Supreme Lord. Because they thought that, they didn't think that Gauranga was the Supreme Lord. They thought he was their pundit friend, or maybe perhaps their Sanskrit teacher at the toll. He's Pandit Nimai Mishra, and they're Pandit Gadadhar Pandit, and Jagannanda Pandit, and Gangadas Pandit. They're all Pandits, so he's another Pandit. So they're all, oh my Lord, what to do now? Kara Jhoda Kari Sava Kaya Bhayavani Tamara Mahima Prabhu Amara Kijani. All the devotees folded their hands and fearfully said, what do we know of your glories? Ananta brahmanda ache yahar udare tariki karibae kudra upahare. With these insignificant offerings, how can we satisfy he whose stomach, innumerable universes are resting inside his stomach? How can we ever imagine we could satisfy such a personality? So this is the devotees who are saying, how much sweet rice can we make? You're the Virata Roop. You're Bhagavan. Millions of universes come out of your pores of Mahavishnu with your breathing. They're in your belly. We have a few chapatis in our belly. A little sabji, hopefully. But he has universes and hundreds of universes in your belly. How are we supposed to fill that belly? Unlimited belly. Ananta Pet. Unlimited. Or Brikodara, like our Bhima. Bhima is known as Briko. Brikodara, wolf belly. He could eat so much, Bhima. Gauranga said, Prabhupale Shudranahi Bhakta Upahar Jatana jatana kiyachayar. Granga said, these offerings are not significant. They're most insignificant. They're far quickly bring everything you have. It's getting very suspenseful here. Karpura tambulache shunaha gosai prabhupale taideya kichu chintanani. Oh Lord, we have camphor and betel nuts. Gauranga replied, don't worry, give them to me. Ananda haila bhaya gela sabakar jogaya tambula sabe jaha adikar. All the devotees became ecstatic and their fears were dispelled as those who were qualified offered the Lord betel nuts. Harishe tambula jogya jena sarvadase hastapati laya prabhu savachahi hase. All the servants joyfully offered betel nuts and the Lord smiled as he accepted them with his own hand. Dui chakshu pakaya karaye hunkar nada 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 prabhu bhale bhara bhar. Granga rolled his eyes from all those betel nuts. He ate all those betel nuts. His eyes are rolling slightly in intoxication. If we get intoxicated in your eyes, they feel like someone put some grease or oil on them. They're just kind of sliding around in your head. It's like his eyes are rolling from all the betel nuts. And then he starts calling out repeatedly, nada, nada, nada. Now who is this nada, nada, nada? Nada, nada, nada. Who is that? It's Lord Narayan. Nada, nada, nada means Narayan. It's short for Narayan, Narayan. Nara, nara, nara. It's Bengali. We say Narayan. Narayana, 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 Narayana. So in Bengali, say Nara, Nara means Narayan. Because Advaitacharya is Lord Narayan, Mahavishnu, Sadashiv. This is affectionate. This is love. Just like Madhumangal. His name, his birth name is Madhumangal. He's the son of, must be Sandipani Muni, is it right? Sandipani Muni is the father of Madhumangal. Everyone's heard of Sandipani Muni, the guru of Krishna and Mathura Leela. So his name is Madhumangal, but Krishna doesn't call him Madhumangal, he calls him Batu. Hey, Batu! Kya kare? Kya hua? What happened? What are you doing? He calls him Batu, B-A-T-U, Batu. He doesn't call Madhumangal or Madhumangal. Maybe in some official capacity when he wants to reprimand him or speak a little bit down to him. Madhumangal? What are you doing? Just like a mother, and she has her child. If he's misbehaving, then she uses his formal name. His formal name. William? William, what are you doing? But if he's ordinarily behaving, then she has an affectionate, loving, tender name. Like Papu, oh Papu. Or Bibi, Bibi, Papu. Oh, they have all these names, especially in India. They have millions of them. So this is the affection of the Lord and his devotee. Of Gauranga and Mahavishnu. Nada, nada, nada. He doesn't say, oh Mahavishnu. Oh Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya, please come here. This is his ecstasy. Nada, nada. In other words, arrivo. He's intoxicated. Nada, nada. Translator's enthusiastic. Kichuina balikeya mona karivase sakala bhakterachite lagaye tarase. Gauranga's devotees did not say anything, but sat down in silence as their hearts were struck with wonder. This is an amazing display. In 1 minute the Lord is dancing with him, next minute he jumps up. Can you imagine if you're a Brahmin, a group of Brahmins are having a kirtan in front of the deities, and one of your Brahmin friends, they're all friends, and then he jumps, and then one of your friends jumps up on the altar and goes and sits down. What's he doing? What's going on? And he starts picking up, okay, picks up all the shalagram shilas, puts him on his lap. I am the... Well, this guy's going crazy. He's making offenses. What's going on? And they said, bring me food. I'm hungry. Bring me food. And everyone, okay, okay. Everyone starts bringing food. More. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, you're sitting there and you're acting like God and ordering us all to give you food. And everything's going upside down here. So they're duly amazed and astounded by the whole ongoings of the Lord and display of the Lord's pastimes. Sakala bhaktera chite lagaya tarase mon karivase. They're all moan. They were like speechless. In other words, they couldn't take it anymore. They were standing up and watching. Why were they standing up? Because they were running hither and thither, bringing kira and kachoris and puris and all these things for the Lord. Then after it seemed like everything was cooled down, the Lord had finished his meal. Because when you finish a meal, what do you eat? At least, if you're God, you eat betel nuts. Right? It says they fed him. He said he wanted more. And they said, well, we don't have anything more but some spices. So they offered betel nuts. Kaffir, they go together. Kaffir is mixed in betel nut. Kapoor tambul. Kapoor batika. So there's some kapoor there and betel and sapari and all this katechu and all these things. So it's very cooling and refreshing for the mouth and a little bit intoxicating and helps digestion. So this is the end. This is the last point. This last prep that you offer someone at the end of the meal. Bhog shesh hogya. This is it. So they say, okay, this is it. We don't have to run around anymore. But wow, now that we stop running around and we think about everything we've seen, we have to sit down. It's too much to take standing up. They just sat down. They were speechless. Moan. They were just looking. And their chitta was totally like paralyzed. A mahashasti kartahina bhakta sabideki. Hina shakti nahi karo haive sammuke. All the devotees saw Gauranga as the supreme chastiser. Mahashasti karta. The shasti. Shasti means rod of chastisement. Shasti. Mahashasti karta. Karta means doer, the one who does big chastisement. In colloquial English, you could say big time bruiser. Big time bruiser. Bruiser means if somebody pops you in the face, a few days later there's a big bruise here. It all swells up. That's called a bruise. So big time bruiser. 2.5 meters, 200 kilos. So this is Maha Shasti Kartahina Bhakta Sabadeki. All Sabadeki Sabhakta. They all saw like this. They were seeing that he is the supreme Lord of chastisement. And what does Krishna say in the Gita about this point? I am the rod of chastisement. Something like this. You read Bhagavad Gita? He's talking about his vibhuti. He says, I am the rod of chastisement. I carry the rod of... Rod means stick or staff or you say lati. Lati or danda. The danda, the shasti. Shasti danda. To chastise the miscreants. All the devotees saw Gauranga as the supreme chastiser. They had no strength to stand before him. Nityananda Mahaprabhu Shire Dari Chati Jodakari Advaita Samukke Kari Stuti. Nityananda held an umbrella, Chati, over his head. Mahaprabhu's head. Advaita offered prayers standing before the Lord with folded hands. Mahabhaye Bhaye Jodha Hate Sava Bhaktagan Hinta Matta Kari Chinte Chaitanya Charan. In great fear, Mahabhaya. All the devotees folded their hands and they remembered the lotus feet. Chinte Chaitanya Charan. They fixed their consciousness on the lotus feet of Chaitanya as they bent their heads down. So all the bhaktas, Nityananda and Advaita, Gadadhara, they understand the heart of the Lord. They understand the identity of the Lord. And they understand his bhava and his heart, the movements of his bhavas in his heart, what lilas, what feelings, what intimacy he's relishing within his heart. They can perceive it, they can feel it, they're tanmoy, they're one with that heart of the Lord, because they've expanded themselves directly from the heart of the Lord. But the bhaktas may be coming from different planes. They may be coming from the plane, they may be coming from the plane of Tatastha Shakti. Just like our Shivas Thakur, he represents Shakti Tattva, right? Jiva Shakti, Shivas, Narada Muni. So he's on a particular plane of perception and understanding of the Lord, so he can see the Lord in a certain way. But Nityananda and Gadadhar, they understood everything clearly. But the other devotees, they were on a different plane and coming from a different, they were not coming directly from the heart of the Lord. They were Mahabhaya, they were fearful, folded hands. And Nityananda and the Panchatattva, they were simply assisting the Lord. Oh, the Lord wants to move this way with his Leela? Okay, we'll move this way. We understand. He wants to go left, we'll go left with him. He wants to go right, we'll go right. But the bhaktas are like, I don't know which way to go. Should I go right? Should I go left? I can't take it. Boom. Sit down. It's not saying anything. Devotees are always speaking. Akhanda kirtan. They're always glorifying. Uttama shloka gunanavadat. Uttama shloka gunanavadat. They're always speaking the glories of the Lord. Akhanda, no break. And they're sleeping, they're glorifying the Lord. There's numerous anecdotes about Srila Prabhupada sleeping and preaching in his sleep. And his servants would hear Prabhupada speaking to someone. And they look through, open the door, and Prabhupada saying, what is this? You rascal scientists, you're ruining the world. You're making everybody atheists and godless. You're taking everyone away from God. You think this is a contribution? And then that servant comes in Prabhupada's room. He says, Prabhupada's sleeping. There's no one in the room. This preaching is the topmost kirtan. This is mahima. This is kirti. Sankirti, complete kirtan, glorifying the Lord, the Tattva Siddhanta of the Lord, the Mahima of the Lord, the greatness and omnipotency and supremacy of the Lord. Well, this is the nature. Devotees are always chanting. But now these bhaktas of the Lord, they're folding their hands, they're sitting down, they're moaning, they're not saying anything. They're not saying Hare Krishna. They're not saying Jai Murari Mukunda Vanamali. We heard it earlier, they're all in kirtan saying Jai Murari Mukunda Vanamali. Right? Jai Murari Krishna Mukunda Vanamali. Vanamali. Now they're like, shh, don't say anything. What's going on? What's going on? Hey, what's going on here? What's he doing? I don't know. Nityananda's holding an umbrella. He's going, nada, nada, and his eyes are going. And he's like, you see, his eyes are all glazed over and shining. And he seems totally intoxicated. And what's this nada nada? Who is this nada nada? And then Vaita's standing there just uttering prayers and stutis. They're right into it. So Advaita wasn't moan. And Nityananda wasn't moan. Nityananda's absorbed in Sevananda, it says in Adi 5. He's absorbed in the bliss of serving Krishna at every moment. He doesn't waste a moment. He doesn't just sit down dumbfounded. A bhakta, a devotee, never sits down dumbfounded. He's active. Active, intelligent. He's always applying his intelligence in the field of bhakti. Bhakti kshetra. He's always moving for the pleasure of the Lord. Krishna anukulya. Anukulyena Krishna anushilanam bhaktutamam. Krishna anushilanam means acting and moving and speaking on behalf of the Lord favorably. With a gentle mind, affectionate mind, tuned to the pleasure of the Lord. This is Krishna Anushilanam. But here the devotees are immobilized. Their working senses are not engaged. Their knowledge senses are just like rocks. But Nityananda, he's doing some service, holding an umbrella with his senses. Sevananda. He's Sevak Bhagavan. And then Advaita Acharya, he's not silent and moan, he's immediately, stutis are going. So you have to see the scene. See the scene. The devotees are standing there in great fear, folding their hands and bending their heads down. They don't even want to render the service of looking at the Lord. Looking at the Lord is called what? What is that called? Darshan, taking. The eyes should be engaged. What does it say in Amrish, in 9th canto? That the eyes should be engaged in seeing what? the beautiful form of the Russian ladies and the handsome form of the Russian men or the Indian men. Yes? No. It doesn't say that in Bhagavatam. Maybe it says in some other. No, the eye should be engaged in seeing the beautiful form of Radha Shyam Sundar, Krishna Balaram, Radha Govinda. This is the purpose of the eyes. And here the devotees in fear, they're not even, at least before, they were looking at the Lord and drinking that sweet, beautiful darshan through the cups of their eyes. Now they're hanging their heads down in fear. They're even afraid to look at their Priyatam. Gauranga is the Priyatam. He's the Prananath. He's the very Lord of their heart. They're living for Gauranga. They're dying for Gauranga. They're existing for Lord Gauranga. And in this particular pastime has gripped them in such a way that they can't even function on a devotional scale. They're becoming like non-entities. They're like Kachua Bhav. Kachua. Samaste, Kachua. Turtle. They become like a tortoise. They're withdrawing their arms, they're withdrawing all their senses, folding their hands, bowing their heads. If you bow your head down, it's an expression of humility and also fear, but they're not looking at the Lord. When you bow your head down, you can't have darshan and see the Lord. So even this service they can't do. The lochan seva, serving the Lord with our eyes. It's a very amazing scene. Eyaishwarya shunate jaharahaya sukha seya vashya dekiva chaitanya shri mukha. Anyone who takes pleasure in hearing about this display of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opulence will certainly see the beautiful face of Lord Chaitanya. So this is called the phal shruti, the fruit of hearing the shastra, shastra phal shruti. Benediction, blessing. Yes, you have patiently heard this description of the Lord's vibhuti. He's showing his grandeur. This is not Nara Leela, human-like Leela. Gauranga's appearing like a human-like person. Madhurya, very sweet, accessible, near. He's near me. He's accessible. He's like me. Okay, a little smarter, but I eat 3 puris, he eats 4. Okay. But when he shows his mood as Vishnu, then he goes far away from me. I am 6.5 feet tall. He's 7 feet tall. But now he's Vishnu. He's 7,000 miles tall. I ate 4 rotis. He ate 5. Now he ate 5,000 puris. This is not human-like Leela. This is not Nara Leela. This is Vishnu Leela. Aishwarya Mayi Leela. Pastimes of the Lord which are suffused with omnipotency, power, grandeur. Aishwarya. The Madhurya becomes diluted here, covered here. Becomes far away. Oh, please, Arjuna is telling Krishna on the chariot, oh my Lord, I can't relate to you like this. You're too big. You're too far away. You're too ferocious. Please remove this sight from my eyes. I asked to see it. Okay, you showed it. Now that's enough. Remove this Virata Rupa. And again, show me. And don't show me your forearm form. That's weird. How do you embrace somebody with 4 arms? You have 2 arms and embrace them. Then they have 2 arms, they embrace you. And 2 arms are flying in the sky somewhere. Imagine trying to put on a shirt if you have 4 arms. A shirt and tie. You want to go to work and you have 4 arms and you try to put on your shirt. You know, your shirt. Very difficult to get dressed. Really complicates things. You get 4 arms into the shirt and put on your blazer and 4 arms. It's hard. It's a hard body to move in. It's hard to relate to. It's hard to have one. It's hard. Man, Vishnu has a hell of a time getting dressed in the morning. But the 2-arm form of the Lord, there's no difficulty. It's easy, as you know. You put 1 arm there, and even you can pull the shirt over your head. You have a sweater. You pull it over your head and still get your 2 arms in it. You know, a sweater. Sometimes you go in from the bottom or come down from the top. So the devotees are a little bit dumbfounded by this whole display, but this blessing is being given to us. And I guess we'll have to leave it at that. And that's a nice way to end. Madaram Samapayat. That you have also kindly given me your blessings to be here and allow us to have an opportunity to read from this holy scripture, Chaitanya Bhagavat. And I had no idea of the few coming attractions that it would end like this, but the time is there. The time factor is Krishna. Krishna is Vedavyas, Vrindavanas Thakur is Krishna, Shaktivesh Avatar. He has brought me together with you and all of us together here. And this pastime is culminating here. The chapter is almost over. And as we approach the end of the chapter, the great blessing is being given to all of us. That anyone who has heard this brief description of the Aishwaryamayi Leela of Gauranga in the mood of Mahavishnu, or in the mood of, if you want to see Giridhari there, because one whose eyes are in the brudge, he'll see how Adarya Leela goes into Madhurya Leela and then goes back to Adarya Leela. So it appears, as everyone said, he's saying, Ara Ana, Ana Ara, Ana Ara, bring more, bring more. Well, we've heard that before. Immediately someone said, oh, that's Giridhari. Anyur, Anyur, there's a village of Anyur that's named after this pastime. Because that's where it took place. So now we've heard this, and here's the blessing. That when we walk out of this room, or when we sit down tonight to chant japa, or evening mantras, or anik, Gopal mantra, etc. Then when we chant Klim Gauraya Namaha, or we chant Gaur mantra, then we'll see the beautiful golden face of Gauranga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki!
Jai!
Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki!
Jai!
Srila Prabhupada ki!
Jai!
Jai Jai Sri Radhe! Shyam! So thank you very much. Maybe someday we'll meet again and hear the wonderful glories of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Hare Krishna!